This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I just want to say for the record, you know, there is a non-political show on that station I mentioned that I'm very fond of and very close to the hosts. And of course, I'm talking about my friends, Dennis and Judy, and I love them both deeply, passionately, wonderful, wonderful people. And I want to make sure that I'm very clear that I was not referring to them because they're not a political show. They're a show that talks about, well, I don't really know what they talk about, but they talk about fun stuff. But that's what makes that show so great. But I just want to clear that up in case there's any confusion, because they've been great friends of mine for a long time. Dennis Malloy, in fact, he's been one of my radio mentors and icons and helped me get into this business. So he's one of the best guys out there. And they're a great team and they're a great show. I was talking about the political aspect of that particular station. Anyway, let's turn to national attention. National news, shall we? I want to play this for you. This is the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. What we've seen transpire in Los Angeles is shameful. Indeed it is. Cut number one.
What we have seen transpire in Los Angeles, California in recent days is shameful. Left-wing radicals waving foreign flags viciously attacked ICE and Border Patrol agents as well as Los Angeles police officers. These criminals injured police, threw rocks at police cars and officers, burned vehicles, shut down freeways, and lobbed Molotov cocktails, all because the Trump administration was removing violent criminal illegal aliens from the city. These attacks were aimed not just at law enforcement, but at American culture and society itself. Rioters burned American flags, chanted death to ICE, and spray-painted anti-American slogans on buildings. But President Trump will never allow mob rule to prevail in America. The most basic duty of government is to preserve law and order, and this administration embraces that sacred responsibility. Democrats like Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass shamefully failed to meet their sworn obligations to their citizens. They didn't have the courage to do the right thing and protect law-abiding Californians from rioters. That's why President Trump deployed the National Guard and mobilized Marines to end the chaos and restore law and order.
It's not that complicated, right, to think about it. If they're showing this clip from the White House from November 20th, 2014, of Barack Obama saying, "You will be deported if you enter illegally. You will be deported if you enter illegally." Yes. That's what happens. You get deported. That's the law. You get deported. That's what happens. It's not that complicated, but this is a moment for the left. Let's understand what's happening here, okay? This is a moment for the left to be able to try to say that Trump is a dictator and that a fascist, authoritarian, and to show you how far the Democrat Party has moved on this, there was a time when Nancy Pelosi and all these other people were calling for a wall to be built. Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. Barack Obama actually, it turns out, deported, some argue, more people than Trump has. So give me a freaking break. What we're seeing here right now is the media trying to do their thing to help advance this notion that Trump is some sort of a dictator. Caroline Leavitt today is a quick cut, number six, but I like what she said here to some of the fake news. Cut six.
So if there were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade, President Trump would allow that?
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question. Raquel.
Of course he does. These are not peaceful protests. That's the bottom line. They're not. They're not. Here, I'm going to play this for you here because I got a lot of stuff here. Newsom is now suggesting that while California may be the first, it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Other states are next. The moment of fear. The fascism has arrived. Cut 15.
This is about all of us. This is about you. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our eyes. This moment we have feared has arrived.
This moment of fear. The moment of fear. Rachel Maddow has lost her freaking mind. I mean, I think she lost her mind a long time ago. That's probably what happens when you work at MSNBC. This is cut 18.
Because the American people do not want this kind of cruelty against the immigrants who live among us and are our neighbors and friends.
What cruelty?
And facing that kind of heart and that kind of resolve and that kind of nonviolent, good cheer, I could do this forever kind of spirit, he has no idea what to do. Remember in his first term when the hurricane was coming and he said he wanted to nuke it? He wanted to hit the hurricane with a nuclear bomb? That's the genius level that we're dealing with here, right? Great idea, genius. Now in his second term, he is trying the equivalent. He has no idea what to do with the sustained and growing and intractable and indomitable protest and opposition of the American people against him. And so he has decided to try to fix it by using the army. Sure. Game over, big guy. You lose. The movement against Trump is unstoppable.
Oh, it's unstoppable. The guy won every swing state, the popular vote, and the electoral college vote. But the movement's unstoppable. You lost, big guy. Really? Okay. That doesn't seem like he lost. It seems like he won really, really big. let me share another clip with you. We got a lot of them today. I'm loaded up here with craziness. Nancy Pelosi. The vampiric one now claims, and one time she supported a wall. She supported deportations. She supported all these things. Well, they all did. All the Democrats did. They're all freaking frauds. Oh, this whole thing is an act. This is just an act by these idiots. But this is what Nancy Pelosi had the had to say here, the vampiric one. The chompers were out. She had just had a fresh, I believe, a fresh blood transfusion from the new intern crop on Capitol Hill. Cut 19.
The president has said, I don't know if I have to obey the Constitution. I hope the president would read Article 10 of the Constitution, and I urge all of you to do that as well, because Section 12046 of Article
867 5309.
The National Guard cannot be called up by the president without the consent of the governor. So that is the basis under which he's proceeding.
What?
That is the basis on which the president, the governor of California is suing. Really, I think it's really important for people to know how this came to be. Raids that they were holding, situations where if you are not, your case is not settled, you know, if you're still out there and haven't had a resolution of your status, you have to, by law, report in on a regular basis. You are obeying the law. And now they are deporting people for obeying the law. So, as others said, it's a distraction. It's really stupid. Because we understand that we are a nation of immigrants. We want people to have a facilitation of their status. We do not want any violent protest, and that would be addressed for those who are acting violently.
Oh, hey, good news. Matt DeSantis, our live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, which is a week from Friday. We have some big guests lined up. So at 3 o'clock, Jack Ciccarelli is going to join us. And another Jack's going to join us at 5:30 p.m. Who's that?
The one and only Jack Carr.
Jack Carr, my man himself. Boom. That'll be great. We also may have Selena Zito that day. We might have, we're definitely going to have Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's confirmed for 5 p.m., Matt.
Yes, and there are a couple other big names we're working on, but I don't want to announce them just yet because they haven't confirmed.
And our buddy Mike Donahue, who's the chairman of the Cape May Republican Party, who's also the head of the America First Policy Institute for New Jersey, along with Rooney. They run that for New Jersey, which is great. So he'll be there with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Friday, June 20th. I'm excited. I'm really excited. The only Friday I'm working at all of June. No, you know what happened? Here's the deal. So I took off this Friday. I was going to take the family, we're going to go away to the beach. A buddy of mine invited us down to his shore house. And then, sure enough, I get a call. Can you be on Laura Ingraham's show Friday night? We want to try to see if we can make the audio actually work this time. Can't say no. So, you know, like that jerk said on social media who was taking a shot at me, I do every show but my own. Fair. So I got to do that. It's funny. It's a good dig, actually. As a guy who appreciates a good dig, that's a good dig. That is a very fair. So now we got it. Now we got that going. Friday night. Then next week, listen to this, Matt. They asked me to do America's Newsroom, America Reports, and Laura Ingraham Show.
Wow!
All next week.
That's
but I can't
impressive.
Figure out how to fit it all in.
Oh, so, there's the downside.
Yeah, it's a downside. So
you're very popular
I don't know.
At Fox.
Look at that, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that. It's kind of nice.
Just give you your own show at this point. I feel like you're on constantly. Instead of just spreading you out across several days at several different times, they should just isolate it for like 30 minutes or something.
That'd be nice, right? Just kind of isolate it and then just be done with me. And then let me just ignore me for the rest of the week so I can stop harassing the bookers.
Exactly, yeah. Everybody wins.
I mean, these poor bookers, you know, like, I'm like, hey, hi, haven't heard from you in 24 hours. How you doing? I kind of feel like a stalker. I kind of feel like the guy, when you know, when you're dating a girl, or, well, you don't know anything about dating a girl, obviously, but, like Justin, you know, early on, you try to be a cool, play it cool, and you don't want to come on too strong, but you want her to keep, you know, see if she likes you, and you're like, hey, just seeing what you're up to, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Nonchalant as nonchalant can be.
Yeah, she's sort of like that. Like, hey, just, how's your Monday looking? Oh, good, you want to come on? Yeah, oh, no, I wasn't even asking for that reason. That's so funny, but sure, yeah, no, I'm free. Yeah, I can come on the show. Yeah, but no, that's not why I was just saying hi, and just, you know, that's all. It's awkward.
Just checking in on you, you know how it is.
Yeah. Just checking in. Hey!
They must like you. Otherwise, they just ignore
Friday?
You.
Well, yeah, but that could change in a dime. You know what I mean? It's a little flip of a dime, so. But it's kind of like dating. We're at that stage of me and Fox where we're sort of dating. So I'll be like, hey. So, got any plans Friday? I mean, I'm not saying I don't. I may be busy, but I'm just, you know, like, do you have any plans? Like, are you free? You know? Actually, would you like to come on the show? Yes! I mean, well, let me check my calendar. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can make it work. Sure. I'll move some things around to make it work for you. All right. Playing hard to get. I literally waited 5 whole seconds before responding. Like, I'll show them. They're going to be sitting there waiting for my response. I waited 5 whole seconds. Meanwhile, they're watching the dots, you know, as the text is being written. Like, this friggin' guy, man. He doesn't give up. At some point, they're just going to have me on and just do it during a break and make me feel like I was on the show and pretend. And then just, you know, it's like a Make-A-Wish. I could make a Wish Foundation thing at this point. Data Perino must think I'm dying of cancer. God forbid. God forbid. And let's see here what we have here. Okay. Let me see. Justin, what do you think about... Let's see here now. I have this. Oh, yeah. The One Taste Orgasm Cult. What is this now? What is the one... What is this now on Netflix?
It's some garbage show. I didn't even know it existed. You sent me the story. It was in the New York Post yesterday. This was not even on my radar, and I think I was happier before finding out that this is a popular Netflix show. It's the show is called Orgasm Inc., The Story of One Taste, which is evidently they're in some legal trouble now for grooming. We have the trailer if you'd like to listen to it or watch it if you're joining us on YouTube. It's an alleged orgasm cult, basically.
All right, I'm only going to play this because these people have now been charged with grooming. And Netflix isn't like Barack Obama. Doesn't like Barack Obama own Netflix or something like that?
He has a contract, a pretty lucrative contract with Netflix. He produces some movies. He produces some documentaries. But yeah, they are in business with Netflix for sure.
They're big time behind Netflix. There's a whole Obama connection. And I think the board of Netflix is a bunch of commies. Well, this is the kind of crap they're putting out there. And then I'll tell you the news story. Go ahead.
We have a pleasure deficit disorder in this country. I think that there is a cure, and that cure is female orgasm.
She really was a celebrity to me. I'd seen her TED Talk 30 times.
One Taste was a fast-growing startup in the health and wellness and sexuality space. It was all about exploring orgasm, exploring pleasure. I saw a demo of Ohm. That night, the finger found a spot. The Bay Area is a place where people are going to be attracted to and open to that idea.
As a woman, if I have to go through my life not enjoying sex, what's the point?
This was a practice that intrigued reporters whenever they heard about it. It's like orgasmic meditation. Like, what is that?
One Taste Urban Retreat, not your average yoga studio. The pants come off the women, and soon the studio erupts in female ecstasy.
One Taste started having offices in Los Angeles, New York, London. They started selling a thing called membership that was $50,000 plus.
I was this nerdy, techie guy, starved for physical affection.
To be in a space where I could be real, it was an incredible medicine for me.
You are being completely seen.
She could cold read people with such accuracy that it could change your life. It went from utopia to a hellhole.
People were getting hurt. People were getting hurt badly.
Ex-members would describe something that might look at and think like, oh, you were being told to have sex with a customer in the hopes that that would pay money to the company.
People were psychologically brutal with each other.
And then I got a call from a source saying, yesterday I got a knock on the door and it was two FBI agents and they wanted to talk to me about what happened at One Taste.
What is it about One Taste that people are drawn to? Love, connection, belonging. Who wouldn't want those things?
Well, it turns out that they have now been guilty of grooming employees to have sex with clients. New York Post story, they're finished. The glamorous leaders of the alleged orgasm cult were found guilty Monday of grooming their wellness company's employees to have sex with clients and investors. The founder and her former head of sales, Rachel Chirwitz, stood trial for 4 weeks in Brooklyn federal court as prosecutors argued the pair waged a decade-long campaign of coercion and sexual abuse. 9 former One Taste employees testified about the company's cult-like atmosphere, and they were manipulated into performing a slew of sexual acts. These 9 victims provided labor and services for what spanned more than a decade, from menial services to sex acts, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Nina Gupta in closing statements last week. And the one woman could face 20 years behind bars. And this is a fall of grace for the company's founders. and the a kind of a taste of the crap you see on Netflix. The FBI has nabbed hundreds of child abusers and freed hundreds of kids. FBI Director Kash Patel, proven to be one of President Trump's better staffing choices. He's focused and determined, always looking to do the right thing for the American people. He announced the afternoon, our FBI Dallas team announced a huge takedown of child abusers in Texas. 109 child recuses, 250 offenders arrested, 400 total charges at the federal and state level, thanks to Operation Solitaire Shield. That's what they call it. That's a good name. Solitaire Shield, a full-scale effort of over 70 federal, state, and local public-private partners coming together to protect America's kids from criminals. We're taking them off the street, and we're not stopping. No place for you to hide. FBI nabs hundreds of child abusers in Texas. And it's an interesting point to note that this federal partnership between state, local, and the feds, this stuff happens all the time when it comes to these joint task forces, terrorism, child stuff, but not immigration. You notice that? Not immigration. Yet there's a correlation between all of these missing children who have been smuggled into the country, 350,000 of them. Yet the Democrats are acting like they want the feds to have no role whatsoever in federal immigration law, even though the feds have the plenary power over this issue. So I'm pointing that out to you. Now, that's nothing to do with the Netflix show. I just thought about that. But you know what's interesting about the Netflix stuff? So I made a prediction on Jimmy Fallon's show, Fox News Saturday Night, a couple months ago. I said, watch for Justine Bateman to become the new it girl of the right, the new it girl of the conservative movement, because she's outspoken. She supported Trump. She says the Democrat Party's freaking nuts. She's been going after Gavin Newsom hard. She has some interesting comments about the state of media. And I want to share that with you upon my return. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in to everything we are discussing, like I said, we're going to be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up June 20th for our live show with great guests there. And I'm excited for you to be part of it. So make your reservation to stay there. You don't have to make a reservation for the show. The show, just come on by and see us. We'll be there. But this is the time to book your June and July midweek vacation at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. If you book your midweek stay for June and July, you're going to get resort credits. The longer you stay, the more resort credits you'll get. And you can use those resort credits at places like Hemingway's Restaurant. Great food, great drinks. You can use the resort credits at the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, and even take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise. And if you're thinking about doing that special event, you want to have a wedding of your dreams, a wedding of a lifetime, my friend Caitlin was named 2025's South Jersey Face of Weddings. She's the pro who will help you plan the wedding of your dreams. They also have plenty of space, ballrooms to do, baby showers, bridal showers, corporate events, family reunions, and so much more. So join us on June 20th in the fifth floor ballroom for our first live show of the summer. It's going to be a banger. You don't want to miss it. And then make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beach Boys, by the way. We're playing the Beach Boys, which I know if you're streaming on YouTube, you can't hear. But if you have a request for a Beach Boys song, let me know. Because we're remembering Brian Wilson today. He died 82 years old. 82 years old. God bless him. Beach Boys brought a lot of joy to people. Thanks to my buddy AJ Johnson for pointing out that the camera was out of focus. You know, it would be nice if the two of you could have said something. One of you, by the way. Just saying.
I think we did text you.
Did you?
It looked fine on my end from my computer.
It was frozen, but then, yeah. Well, anyway, it's better now.
It's frozen, but it looked fine from my screen.
I brought out the big gun. I brought out the 4K. You know, I brought the big gun. So, that's what I did right there. Boom. Look at that. What time is Chairman Whatley getting here?
5 o'clock, and he's going to be joining us via Zoom.
Excellent. Good. All right, good. We'll let that go viral. We'll let that go viral. That'll be fun. Excellent. Good. I'm excited for that. Now, Chitterelli. He's going to be the next governor of New Jersey. I feel really confident about that. New Jersey is a state where sometimes it takes two. You got to run twice to win. And we're going to talk to the chairman about that. But I really do feel like he's got this. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. And there's only two ways to run, scared or unopposed. But as of right now, today, I feel really, really good about this. I feel really good about Chitterelli's chances. I want to play you a clip. This is last night after he... And I want to open the phone. So here's what we're going to do. I know I haven't been taking calls lately. So Justin's going to screen some calls for us. I'd love to hear from you if you think Republicans can win New Jersey, and if you'll be voting, and if you'll be supporting Jack. And look, if you didn't vote for him, that's okay, but will you come to the table now and support him as the Republican nominee? And if not, can you explain to me why not? Because I'd love to understand your reasoning for that, because I really think we have a chance to flip this state. We really do. We have a chance to win, and the entire legislature. And let's face it, too, this is going to be a referendum on Trump. So if Jack doesn't win, they're going to make it out to be that this was Donald Trump's fault, that or not Donald Trump's fault, but that this is a rejection of Trump. And that's not the case. But nevertheless, that's why we need everybody to help out. So here's Chitterelli speaking after. So 855-839-1210, if you want to weigh in, 855-839-1210 is the number. And let us know. Let me know your thoughts on the race. You feel like we can do this? Can we pull this off? Did you vote for Jack? If not, will you vote for Jack? Here's Jack last night after he won the nomination. Cut number 7.
Tonight, we took the next step in achieving our mission with a clear and convincing primary victory tonight. Because of you, we won all 21 jury
rounds. And he talks about how Mikey Sherrill is going to make this race all about Donald Trump, and she will. Cut number 8. Sorry, cut 8, Matt. The audio is not great, but he says, if you take a shot every time Mikey Sherrill says Trump between now and Election Day, you'll be drunk off your ass. Sloop John B. Yeah, that's a great song. A couple of requests for Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that one. One of my favorites. And, of course, the ad he put out about since going to Congress, Mikey Sherrill has tripled her net worth to an estimated $10,150,000. This is good. I mean, going after her for this, you know, this kind of stuff that really burns people. It's like we're all struggling. We're trying to get by. I don't know about you. I feel like I never have money. You know what I mean? Between the kids and the mortgage and the property taxes and the income taxes on the federal level and the state level and the sales tax. And then it's like you're like, where's our money? What? And then you turn around and you go, this woman gets elected to Congress in 2019. She's now a multi-millionaire. And she made all this money because she was serving on all these committees like the House Armed Services Committee. She made a ton of cash during COVID. She was on the Science and Environmental Committee. These people in Congress who have the inside track on things, and then they adjust their stocks accordingly, and they get rich. It's an outrage. It is criminal. And I'm telling you, people can't stand it. It is one thing for a politician to be corrupt and to take a bag of cash. It's another thing for them to use their position to leverage it in such a way that they become multimillionaires, where their policies force everybody to struggle and to hurt. Like, I know, especially in Jersey, I mean, there was a guy who was the mayor of Jersey City many, many, many years ago named Frank Haig. He had a desk with a drawer in it, and when people would sit across from him, he would slide the drawer out. You'd have to put the envelope in the drawer, he'd pull the drawer back in, and the cash would fall into a safe right below his office in City Hall in Jersey City. Now, I respect that. Well, I mean, if you're going to be corrupt, you might as well go all out, make it convenient, you know, slide the desk drawer out, slides back in, goes into a safe. I mean, none of this paper bag in a diner BS, you know what I mean? Anyway, but people can't stand this Congress insider trading thing. And when she went on Charlemagne the God and she just bombed completely. It's like, so you made all this money? She's like, here's the ad that Chitterelli put out about Mikey Sherrill, cut number 9.
As a member of Congress, Mikey Sherrill made millions in the stock market.
You made millions on the stock market, tripling your net worth while you were in Congress, and you were fined for unreported trade. What do you say to that?
Trading hundreds of stocks.
We don't trade individual stocks.
Tripling her net worth.
I think we made money.
And while Sherrill got filthy rich, she didn't play by the rules.
It's not as if I go sit on the House Armed Services Committee and suddenly I'm trading Boeing.
Mikey Sherrill, rich on stocks, broke on FX.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm somehow enriching myself, because I think people have really low faith in government right now.
They do have low faith in government right now because of people like you getting rich off of your position in Congress. That's the bottom line. All right, so you're going to vote 855-839-1210. Let's go to T in Cherry Hill. Hello, my dear. How are you? Long time no talk.
I love listening to you every day on the way home. Love watching you when I get home. You're the best.
Thank you.
We saw Jack Cittarelli at a town hall in Cherry Hill a couple weeks ago. What an impressive man. Very impressive. He is going to turn Jersey around. We did early voting. We couldn't wait to go out and vote for him.
Good. I love that.
I'm telling you. And you know what, Rich? Keep doing what you're doing, because we really need everything you do and everything you say. You are the best.
Well, you're sweet. I will keep doing it as long as they let me do it. I'll keep doing it. Ain't no stopping us now, baby. I like it. T, you got a Beach Boys song you want to hear?
You know what? When I got married, the Beach Boys song, Surfing USA, came on. My brother went in his bedroom, grabbed a shelf off of his wall, threw it on the floor, and hung 10.
Wow. That's impressive.
I'm telling you, every time I hear Beach Boys, I just see my brother. Hilarious.
I love it.
God
I love it.
God bless him and bring him home.
Where is he now, T?
My brother? Oh, right now. He lives in Medford. My brother's like, you know. And let me tell you what, he loves you too.
Well,
he
good.
Loves you as well.
And tell him I said hello. Maybe I'll see him at Johnny's Pies in Medford one day. We love that place.
They're in Ocean. He's gone to Ocean City, but I told him to go down to Cape May on Friday if he can swing in there. And we have a friend of ours in California that we get him to dial in on you as well.
Well, thanks for spreading the word, T. You're the best.
We all right, you darling. All over the country, Bob. Thanks, honey. That's your
I
family.
Love you. See ya. Love ya. June 20th in Cape May. So a week from Friday. Yeah, a week from Friday. We'll be there. I'll be there, too. I know it's a Friday, but I'll actually be there. Joe is in Columbus. Joe in Columbus, who actually lobbied my wife to vote for him as caller of the year. You know, Joe, that remains to me to be, to this day, one of the most shameless things I've ever heard in my life. In my entire life. And I've heard a lot of shameless things.
Is this really Rich live taking calls?
Oh, you know what? It's a hologram. I'm actually at Fox News right now doing a hit.
Shameless, with the exception of every third Saturday on the Fela show.
The true story. So when Dom Giordano had his Caller of the Year contest going, we were in Cape May, and Bridget was there, and Joe comes up to her and he goes, "Listen, can you do me a favor? Can you vote for me as Caller of the Year? I'm Joe from Columbus. And can you tell your friends?" You had a campaign. You should have had campaign disclosures. I think you were raising money. I have the FCC investigating this. The whole thing, Joe.
You're going to milk this thing for what it's worth, aren't you, pal?
Oh, God, forever. Forever. My wife comes up to me. She's like, and then when she saw you again at an event, she's like, "That's Joe from Columbus, isn't it? That's the guy who wanted me to vote for him for Caller of the Year." I said, "Oh, yeah, well, he had a whole super PAC. Joe had a super PAC."
Rich, you have your Dana Perino. I got my Bridget Scioli. Live with it.
All right, well, give me your thoughts on the election, Joe.
Rich, do you see him handling Mikey the way he went after Spadia? Because it was, to me, it was ridiculous. It was ugly. It was borderline ugly. And he better have one good political strategist. And I don't want to kiss up to you, but I think he needs somebody like you, at least to consult with occasionally.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I've told the campaign I'll do whatever they need me to do to help him. You know, I'll be a surrogate for him. I'll go out on the trail. I talk to Jack whenever I can. But those debates were nasty and ugly. And, yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you in terms of they were at times unwatchable. So how he handles this, I think he's got the ability to be very charming, and he can come across in a way that will not turn off women voters, because let's face it, that's what we're worried about, right?
You know, the mainstream media is just waiting to call him a misogynist. You know that.
Of course.
And I used to tell, whenever I was training people, I used to tell them, I'm in real estate, you know that. And I used to tell my agents, do not get angry, especially when you're dealing with women. They're going to get emotional. They're going to fly off the handle. Do not get angry. Get hurt. Get hurt. Act like you're the one who's been impacted, and they will come back to you.
Joe, I have a new contest. It's going to be Feminist of the Year, and Joe from Columbus, we're going to vote for you as Feminist of the Year.
You broke my heart numerous times, sir.
I'll see you in Cape May.
All right, you got it. See you then.
All right. You and your buddy Eppolito, the two of you. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, pal. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. You can also weigh in on the YouTube chat.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, I'm excited today. I woke up very excited. I feel good. I really do. I feel good about our chances this year. I do. And you know me, I'm not never rose-colored glasses. Never. And by the way, in October, when I'm telling you, I don't know if we can win this thing, because that's how I get. You know, I get nervous. There's only one way to. I always say, run scared or run unopposed, and that's it. Those are your only opportunities. But the Democrats are the gift that keep on giving. They're so nuts. And the electric bills, as much as I don't want to have to pay these things starting in a couple weeks, they're the gift that keep on giving because we're all about to get hammered by these things in New Jersey. The other thing is that I really, truly believe that right now there's a momentum that Trump has that this is a good time right now to have Trump in the White House and to make the case that a Republican governor, instead of having somebody who's the opposition, but somebody who can work with the guy, is better for everybody. Look, think of all the things in your life that the president of the United States can help New Jersey with. Think of how he's helped Pennsylvania. Like John Fetterman, to his credit, came out and blasted what's happening in Los Angeles, blasted the protesters, blasted his own party for how they're handling it, because Fetterman knows that Donald Trump can do a lot for Pennsylvania, and he already is, vis-a-vis natural gas and coal and nuclear energy, and Trump can do all those things for New Jersey, too. Trump can help Jack Cittarelli. He can help Governor Cittarelli get nuclear power going faster. He's already, I mean, with all the deregulation he's doing around that, he can make sure that we get a natural gas export facility for South Jersey. He can deal with the commuter tax that New York State has imposed, or New York State has imposed for those entering New York City. He can do all these great things. There's a ton of stuff that the president can do to help. Whereas Mikey Sherrill running as the opposition, I just think people are going to say, wouldn't it make sense to be able to work with the guy and have the guy help our state? And the elect, do not discount that affordable housing issue, too. You know, there's a town in South Jersey, Morristown, I think it is, I just read about, 250 units of affordable housing going into that town, which is already a town bursting at the seams. And Jack talked about this on the show with me yesterday. There's that farm up in, I want to say it's like Cranberry, New Jersey. It's been a farm. It's been in their family for generations. And the town is trying to seize that farm using eminent domain to build, quote unquote, affordable housing, to seize people's private property rights, a farm, no less, to build high density housing, which, of course, is going to need all more services and schools and everything else. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge and easy to get to. Patrick Clare and Reagan, also Dr. Mike, yesterday. They each had their appointments with Dr. Mike. He was able to get them in all on the same day, which was a big help for Bridget, obviously, since I'm on the air in the afternoons. So he's the best, VeneriaDental.com. No, I really do. I feel really good about our chances here. And I think the more that Mikey Sherrill runs as the lunatic opposition, the better. The more that she tries to make this race about Trump, the better. Because Cittarelli's going to make it about his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable's failed years of governance. And I'm telling you right now, the only reason he lost in 2021 was because of that stupid Monmouth University poll. That's the reason. I know there are people out there that think he lost because he didn't fight hard enough on this, or he lost because that poll said Murphy had a double digit lead going into that election weekend. There's a guy, very smart guy I know. He works in finance. He actually works for the richest guy in Pennsylvania, a man that I adore, Jeff Yaz, who's fantastic, a leader of school choice, brilliant, brilliant man. Well, my buddy Kirk works for him, and I bring this conversation up whenever I talk to him, because we were at this thing, and it was a pumpkin weekend or some nonsense, the weekend right before the election. And he said, Murphy's got a 98% chance of winning. And I said, what are you basing that on? And he said, the polls. I said, don't listen to these polls. These polls are done by universities that get state funding. Monmouth, Rutgers, fairly ridiculous, whatever the university is in their polls. Do not believe these things. They're awful. They're lies and they're fake. But unfortunately, 400,000 Republicans believed them and stayed home. And then we got stuck with four more years of this idiot and all his policies. And had Trump not won, by the way, we also would be stuck with these windmills. These massive windmills, and Jack talked about that last night, and he said, you know, these wind turbines, these windmills, they're over. They're done. They are done. So between him and Jeff Van Drew and President Trump, and the fact that you're going to hear from Chairman Michael Whatley at 5 o'clock how the RNC is going to work very, very hard to get a Republican elected, then, yeah, this is what we need, and it's going to be great, and I'm excited for it. I really am. I'm excited. I'm also excited that Emmons Roofing and Siding is going to save you 10%. 10% off on every project that they do. Do you know, in adding like Anderson Windows to your home, I heard the other day something like it increases your home's value by 15% or something like that. Well, if Emmons is saving you 10% off Anderson Windows and you upgrade your home with them, boy, you're really winning. And not only that, but the roof, lifetime warranty on that roof. The Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. CertainTeed Siding. Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. We remodeled the kitchen and the bathroom in our old home, and Bridget was thrilled. And as long as my wife's happy, I'm happy. Happy wife, happy life. She was very happy with the work they did in the kitchen and the bathroom. So what are you waiting for? They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And how's that Jersey Shore house doing? Get them to do a free roof inspection for you. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you will get the best, guaranteed. EmmonsRoofing.com. Matt Kelly, his wife Stephanie, the owners, are great friends of ours. Their son Mason, I saw him when they came to our event at Odyssey a couple weeks ago. He plays with my son Patrick. They're good people, and they're dedicated to making sure the project is done right. It's done on time. It's done on budget. And you get the 10% off. So tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.